Ireland's favourite station, on air and online. This is Isle of Wight Radio, the Isle of Wight today.
In the headlines this lunchtime, has missing MH370 flight been found?
For the passengers and crew's family so angry last year, there's new potential for answers.
London's Met Police give first statement on death of Russian spy.
It is important the conclusions of the Metropolitan Police Service are made known.
And Shanklin Cliff Lift set to reopen this afternoon. These stories and more coming up in the programme.
The island's news. First, the Isle of Wight today.
Good afternoon and welcome to the programme. I'm Sarah Griffin. First this lunchtime, Malaysia's Prime Minister says it's very likely debris found on a beach may have come from the missing flight MH370. It washed up on the Indian Ocean island of Reunion. Matt Steele has more.
On a windswept beach on a remote island, possibly the first breakthrough since MH370 disappeared 17 months ago.
This is obviously a very significant development.
Covered in shells, it's thought to be part of a Boeing 777's wing. For the passengers and crew's family so angry last year, there's new potential for answers. For some, that's not what they want.
Let it not be true, because then we can still have hope.
Serial numbers should pretty quickly reveal if it is from the plane. There are reports of badly damaged suitcase washed up too.
Matt Steele there reporting on developments on the missing Malaysia Airlines flight. The Metropolitan Police has given its first statement at the inquiry into the death of a former Russian spy in London, just as it hears closing speeches. Alexander Litvinenko died in 2006 after drinking tea laced with radioactive polonium. But neither of the main suspects in the case have been prepared to testify in the UK. Lawyer Richard Horwell spoken on behalf of the Met.
The Metropolitan Police Service want Lugovoy and Covton to be tried in this country for murder. But as such a trial now seems unlikely, it is important the conclusions of the Metropolitan Police Service are made known.
Lawyer Richard Horwell speaking there.
Isle of Wight Radio. News and information for the Isle of Wight.
Local news and businesses along Sandown Road in Lake have raised concerns about the influx in HGVs diverting through the area. Island Roads have set up a diversion via Ryde and Sandown for vehicles over 18 tonnes, which can't go over Wootton Bridge. However, according to the manager of Swinton's on Sandown Road, the lorries are causing a build-up of traffic along the road.
Over the last few days, the traffic has been very, very more packed up than normal. It is a busy road anyway, but where they have got that diversion sort of heading to Morrison's for the heavier goods vehicles, etc., it is a very sort of tight squeeze to turn round with the flowing traffic. So obviously when the vans and lorries are sort of coming through, they are causing a bit more of a delay as well.
Shanklin Cliff Lift will finally reopen today. The lift was controversially closed after safety concerns were raised about the clifftop walkway earlier this year. That walkway has been replaced with a temporary bridge to enable it to open for the tourist season. And a formal reopening will take place at 2 o'clock this afternoon.
Isle of Wight Radio News.
There are calls for a ban on big game hunters bringing lion heads and skins back into Europe after the killing of Africa's most famous big cat. Cecil was shot by American dentist Walter Palmer in Zimbabwe. He's now gone into hiding after a huge backlash against his $50,000 hunt. Animal rights campaigner Rachel Augusta's protesting outside his surgery in Minnesota.
We want to keep this going. Our plan was to be here until he came back, although that doesn't look like it's going to happen, whether he runs out of because he's a true coward or because he's extradited.
Police on the Isle of Wight are calling on people to report incidents where gates to horse and pony fields are being removed. According to Hampshire Constabulary, people have been posting about the incidents on Facebook groups. Apparently, horse and pony field gates are being deliberately left open and in some cases completely removed off their hinges and either discarded or stolen. If you or someone you know has been a victim of this, you can call the police on 101.
This is Isle of Wight Radio News.
The Ventnor Skate Park Committee has announced its bidding for charity status. This year it launched a campaign to raise £50,000 to build a brand new concrete skate park. The current wooden structure needs annual investment due to the damage caused by harsh weather winter. Zoe Thompson, who's part of the committee, says it will benefit them in the long term.
By becoming a charitable status, it basically gives the group a little bit more power with regards to what we do with the park. So that was kind of the original thinking behind it. Next year, when we go for funding, it's going to allow us more opportunity for some of the funding options that are available to us as well.
And the Ventnor Skate Park Committee are also seeking more members, and you can find details on our website.
Isle of Wight Radio. News you can trust.
Jeremy Clarkson, Richard Hammond and James May will host a new car show for Amazon after leaving Top Gear. Tom Harrigan has more.
There'd been a bidding war to sign the trio after they left the BBC programme when Clarkson gave one of its producers a split lip in an argument over food. Netflix and ITV were among the rumoured interested parties, but they've done a deal with Amazon Prime for three series, the first of which will be available next year. In a statement, Clarkson says he feels like he's climbed out of a biplane and into a spaceship. Top Gear itself is currently being revamped.
And finally, tourists are being encouraged to drive less and see more by Visit Isle of Wight. As part of a new project, four travel ambassadors have been appointed to welcome visitors and encourage them to consider using sustainable transport options here. They're based at the new Guildhall Visitor Centre in Newport, but will also be at locations across the island, including ferry ports, attractions, key transport hubs and events. And there's more local news on our website, including why a town council has taken over the running of its car parks. It's all at iwradio.co.uk.